A major overhaul of the RoboDebt scheme has been announced this week, removing the central plank of automation that caused thousands of Australians to pay back money they didn't owe to Centrelink. The Minister for Government Services says that only a small cohort of RoboDebts are affected by these changes, but the Department of Human Services believe about 600,000 RoboDebts will need to be reassessed. So, does the overhaul really make a difference for the victims? The Wire's Annabel McKinnon spoke to freelance journalist Royce Kermeloves, who's been following the issue, about what the windback means.
The announcement that was made yesterday is a huge symbolic victory for people who have been fighting against this scheme since day one. Essentially what it does is pull the guts out of the system. So the central part of the announcement is that they will no longer be relying purely on income averaging as a means to identify and raise debts against people. Because what the system did, in a nutshell, is compare people's income that they declared to Centrelink against what they declared to the tax office, you know, do a rough kind of back-of-the-envelope calculation, compare the two, and if there was a discrepancy, it sent a debt all without human oversight at a rate of about 20,000 debt notices a week. And that began the process of debt recovery. So essentially, by removing that income averaging part of the process, they're essentially backing down on advocating for one of the most egregious aspects of it. As much as this was a huge symbolic victory for people, a hugely interesting political development, for the people on the ground, it hasn't actually changed much, because for now at least, debts are still being raised, still being identified. The debts will need to be reviewed, people are still paying money, and how that process will play out, what kind of evidence will be involved, the specifics of that, no one's quite sure at this moment. The government just said that they will change it, and they're looking at how they're going to change it.
You don't know if people who have been given robo-debts and are currently dealing with them, will they be affected by these changes at all? Will it help them?
Not immediately, but in the long term, yes, because the government has announced a review. It says that it will be reviewing debts that were identified through this program, that were identified solely using the income averaging algorithm. But, I mean, the minister has said that this only affects, quote, a small cohort. There's a lot of debate about what that means, because it's being read as a way of downplaying the significance of this. The reality is there were thousands of debts issued using income averaging to identify potential anomalies, which means that the scale of this review could be fairly large, and much larger than the department is letting on.
Do you think the government halting the program admits any guilt on their part?
Well, yes, and that's part of the symbolic victory for this, because the government has been advocating for this for the last 3 years, and staunchly it has been denying that there's criticisms and dismissing activists and their observations about what it's like to actually experience be on the receiving end of the system. And so the fact that the government has backed down from both income averaging and announced a review into these debts is being seen as a capitulation.
What do you think made the government change their mind on this issue?
Sustained pressure. So you got, first off, the pressure from activists and people and academics and people who have been with this from day one, who have made sure that this has stayed live in the media. You have mounting legal actions. So there were two separate legal actions from Victorian Legal Aid that have been filed. First is being heard on 2nd December, and there's a second class action lawsuit happening, which has the potential to set a precedent that says you cannot do this, that this is, you know, fundamentally unlawful. And if it does, the cost of that could potentially be huge.
And just touching back on that class action, do these new changes change anything for what will unfold with that?
No, the announcement yesterday will not change the course of these legal actions currently being taken out against the federal government on this issue. These actions are targeted to the legal basis for these debts, and those debts have already been issued and are out there in the world somewhere. People are paying them back as we speak. So, I mean, my understanding is that even if the system is no longer ongoing as it was, these legal actions will still be challenging the original basis on which those debts were raised.
Do you think it's enough to repair the damage of robo-debt?
Well, no. I mean, this has been 3 years of stress, agony and frustration for many people who have gone through an incredibly bureaucratic process and have in many cases either paid money just because they didn't want to have to deal with it anymore, or found themselves in a long fight that they didn't have the resources and capacity to be engaged in. Best case scenario for the people, it's lost time. But then we also know that, you know, at least 2,000 people have died after receiving a notice as part of the debt collection process. I mean, that's a huge scandal.
The Wire's Annabel McKinnon was speaking there to freelance journalist Royce Kermeloves.